This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest coming on the show. They've never been on the show before. We're talking about Avagen Inc. They trade on the TSX Venture up in Canada under the ticker symbol VIV. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CHEXF. And with us today is the CEO, Kim Anthony. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. Pleasure to be here.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement, maybe of yourself and what your company is all about.
Yeah, I'm the chairman of the board and interim CEO as we're looking now at replacing our CEO. The company is very much focused on a product called OxyBeta, and OxyBeta was the result of a decade of research at the National Research Council in Ottawa, Canada, and Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. And it really is, again, focused on the world of preventing antibiotic resistance in bacteria.
So what exactly do you guys do? I know that you guys have a product and you're trying to overcome the, what is it I'm trying to say?
I'll help you out here.
Go ahead.
The antibiotic resistance is one of the most serious health issues that is being dealt with today. It's only one of four issues that the United Nations last September identified that had to be treated in a global way. The CDC, it is in the U.S. alone, it's 2 million infections per year, 23,000 deaths per year, costs $20 billion per year, and 8 million hospital stays. The World Economic Forum says that in 30 years, there'll be more people dying of this than of cancer. So it's a, whatever the this is, it's a big issue, and it's a problem, and it's global in nature. And what has happened is that bacteria has mutated and developed a resistance gene, and the reason it does that, a resistance to antibiotics, is not only but primarily because of the antibiotics given in livestock feed as a growth promoter, not for treating illness.
Absolutely.
But just in the feed as a growth promoter.
Yeah, you notice.
And that.
Go ahead.
No, and that provides the perfect atmosphere for the bacteria to mutate and develop a resistance gene. And you can have a resistance gene develop in livestock in China and end up in a person in the United States or Europe or Canada.
So tell my listeners, what exactly is transpiring now at your company, and how do you see your company, say, 9 to 12 months from here?
Well, what we did was develop a compound which naturally occurs in nature but is produced synthetically for control of quality and quantity. And we've gone through, over the last several years, all of the publications, the peer-reviewed journals, the testing and trials of the product in governments and universities around the world. And then the next step was to get regulatory approval, which we've gotten in three countries, not the U.S. yet, except for companion animals. But now we've got it in three countries in Asia. We've signed a big distribution agreement, and it's starting to be rolled out. So what happens is livestock feed producers substitute our product for antibiotics. It's not an antibiotic. It doesn't contribute to the genes. So we're just on the verge of becoming commercial after all the science work. It's not a drug. And so it makes it a little easier to go through the regulatory process. And we've gone through trials with some of the world's largest feed producers and come out very well. Everybody agrees that our product works and works much better than alternatives that are out there. And it's the first new product in this area for many, many years. So what we see over the next 12 months is the continuing ramp up of commercialization. And we've hired consultants to help us with the regulatory process in Canada, the United States, and Europe, and China, actually.
Where do you think we're at the timeline of actually monetizing and some of those revenues falling on the balance sheet?
Well, we've just started in the Philippines. We've got a public recently announced deal with a company called Unaco, which is a sub of Unilabs. Unaco is the second largest feed company. So we're starting to see revenues from them, and it's slow at first, but as it ramps up, I would see us signing a very large, a larger distribution company transaction in the next, hopefully 6 to 12 months, which would then see a huge amount of value. In terms of coming on the balance sheet, it will occur slowly over the next year to 2 years and then ramp up quickly after that.
A lot of many people have heard the term antibiotic resistance, but truly don't understand it. I don't even understand the implications of what they're used for. But can you give us maybe a short term and long term? I do know this. What I've read is that children are getting bigger today than they were 20 years ago. Female they're developing a lot faster, and it must be from the meat that we're eating from that they're feeding them antibiotics. Correct me if I'm wrong in any of this diagnosis.
Well, I'm not sure if that's all true. Some of it is, but that's not really from the antibiotic resistance. With the antibiotic resistance or antimicrobial resistance is, if you want to look at something scary, there's something called the huge Harvard Petri dish, and it shows bacteria mutating to overcome antibiotics. And it's a time-lapse photography of the process. And so that's one thing. And another thing is it's global and it travels. So it travels across bacteria and across antibiotics. So what you get is diseases like C. difficile in hospitals, the killer bugs that can't be treated by normal antibiotics anymore. Antibiotics were a great, great invention. The trouble is we've so overused them for purposes that they weren't intended for that we now have bacteria that are immune from our antibiotics.
My guest today is Mr. Kim Anthony. He is the chairman and CEO of Aviagen Inc. They trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol VIV. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CHEXF. I understand that you also have a pet health product, which, while currently not that well known, has received some positive reviews from pet owners. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, it's a dog treat. It's approved for use in the United States. It's manufactured in Vermont. And it is a great little product it enhances the immune system. It creates sort of a hair trigger in the immune system so that when your dog takes in a bacteria, it fights it before it becomes established. It also has the effect of reducing inflammation, containing and reducing inflammation. So your dog is or cat for that matter, but most cases it's dogs, are full of much more energy, easier moving. It's a great product, and that will be sort of rolled out over the near term, over the next few months. And we already have a bit of a dedicated following just from word of mouth, but we're gonna roll it out a little more vigorously. We also just released a few weeks ago the results of our first proof of concept test for humans for the C. difficile bacteria, and it was very successful. So both the companion animals, and you'll see the future for human applications.
If my listeners want to learn more about some of your products and your company, do you have a website?
Yep, Aviagen Inc. is just Google it and you'll be right on the website. Aviagen.
My guest today is Mr. Kim Anthony with Aviagen Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CHEXF, also on the Toronto Stock Exchange Ventured under VIV. In closing here, Mr. Anthony, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
No, I think if people understand the size of the prize, the livestock market is in the billions of dollars. Our share of that would be in the many hundreds of millions if we roll out successfully. The human market is untouched, and the companion animal is also big. We've spent years proving that the product works. Everybody agrees it works, and the next stage is to roll it out commercially. So that's it.
Well, I wish you nothing but continued success. I really do appreciate you stopping by and letting us know a little bit about your company and what you guys do. Hopefully you'll come back on about 40 or 50 days and give us an update, if you will.
Love to.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.